We begin Hilchos Tshuva. That's on Nun Aleph Amud Beis in most standard Rambams. Hilchos Tshuva, Mitzvah Asei Achas. In the laws of Tshuva, there is one positive commandment. That is that the sinner should repent from his sin before God, before Hashem, and confess his sin. The explanation of this mitzvah and the principal things that come along with it as a result of it will be explained in this chapter, in these chapters. Creation chapter 1, Aleph. Kol mitzvah shebetorah ben aseh ben lo aseh, all of the commandments of the Torah, whether the positive ones or the prohibitions, avod malachas mehen, if a person transgressed on one of them, ben bezod and ben bishkoga, whether by on purpose or by mistake, kishyasa tshuva v'yoshuv mecheto, when he repents and turns away from his sin, chayv l'svadus l'pnei akel baruch hu, he is obligated to confess before Hashem, blessed is he. Shneim, as it said, isho isha kiyasu v'gomer, if a man or if a woman will do any of the sins, then v'svadus chatos m'sha'asu, they should confess the sin that they did. Zevi didvarim, this is referring to the verbal confession. This confession is a positive commandment. Ketiv nesvadim, how does one confess? Omer, he says, and he's speaking only to Hashem, and he says the following. Ana Hashem, please, O God, chatasi avisi pashati lefanecha, I have done various sins before you. Chet is usually thought of as a lesser sin, and avon is stricter, and pesha is the strictest yet. So I've done these various degrees of sin before you. Vasisi kach v'kach, and I've done such and such, and he specifies. V'nichamti uvoshti b'maisai, I repent, I'm embarrassed of what I did. U'la'olam eini chozer l'dover zeh, I will never return to do this thing. V'zeh ikus shelvidah, that's the principal concept of the confession. V'lamai b'lezvadah samach b'nyin zeh reze meshubach. The more that one person confesses and spends time at it, the better it is. Similarly, people who have to bring a sacrifice, a sin offering or a guilt offering, when they bring their sacrifice for their inadvertent violation, as is the case in the Chatos, or their purposeful violation, as is the case in certain Ashamos, their sacrifice is not an atonement unless it's accompanied by tshuva. And they also must confess their verbal confession of sin. As it says, the one who has sinned should confess. Similarly, anyone who is punished by the court putting him to death or by being flogged, they're being killed or they're being flogged is not an atonement for them unless they also repent and confess their sin. Similarly, if someone injures his friend, or destroys his property, even if he pays him what he is liable, he's not forgiven until he confesses his sin and does tshuva and repents from ever doing this again. You have to commit yourself to never doing it again. Otherwise, you're not forgiven. Shneim, as it says, Mikol chatos ha'adam, that from all of the sins of the person, and that the tshuva and the confession is necessary for all sins. Halacha Beis. So, Yer Mishtaleach, Rafishu Kapara, called Yisrael, the goat that was sent away to Azazel on Yom Kippur, since that's an atonement for all of Israel, Kol Gadol Mitzvah Da'alav, the high priest says a confession over it, Allah should call Yisrael in the name of all of Israel. Shneim, as it says, Yisvada Allah was kol abonos b'nei Yisrael, he should confess upon it all of the sins of the children of Israel. Sarah Mishtaleich Mechaber kol aver shubatorah kaz v'chamuros, the goat that is sent away is an atonement for all of the sins of the Torah, the light ones and the strict ones, bin shavah b'zad and bin shavah b'shkoga, whether he transgressed purposely or accidentally. Bein shahodala, bein shalahodala, whether he's aware of the fact that he sinned or whether he's not aware. It's all atoned for with the ceremony of the sending away of the goat, the husha asa tshuva, provided that it's accompanied by the doing of tshuva, by repenting. If you did not do tshuva, then the goat atones only for the lighter sins. What are the light ones that are atoned by the goat, and what are the strict ones that are not atoned without tshuva? The strict ones are those for whom, for which the punishment is either being put to death by the court or koras, to be cut off. Shvushah b'sheker, and a oath in vain or a false oath, apishin ben koras, even though they're not punishable by being cut off, arehein min achamuras, they are considered the stricter variety of sins, which the goat does not atone for. And the other negative and positive commandments that are not punished by koras but being cut off, they are considered the lenient ones which the Sira Mishtaleach does atone for. Nowadays that the temple is not in existence and we do not have an altar of atonement, all that we have is repentance. And repentance does atone for all sins. Even if he was a wicked person all of his life. And at the end he did tshuva. Nothing of his wickedness is mentioned to him in the next world. As it says, the wickedness of the wicked man will not cause him to stumble on the day that he repents from his wickedness. The essence of the day of Yom Kippur itself atones for those that do tshuva. There's an extra atoning effect of the day of Yom Kippur itself. As it says, for on this day the atonement will be made upon you. Halacha dalet. Even though tshuva atones for everything, and the day of Yom Kippur itself also atones, certain sins are atoned for immediately, and other sins are atoned for only after a certain amount of time. If a person transgressed a positive commandment, he failed to perform a positive commandment, whose punishment is not to be cut off, and he did tshuva in his azmi shama shemachem lo, he doesn't leave the spot until he's forgiven immediately. Concerning such things, it says, shuvu barim shuvavim, efa mishuvasechem, return, O wild children, I will cure your wickedness, which implies that as soon as they return, it is totally forgiven and it's cured. However, Avraham Mitzvah Losa Se Sheimba Bokaris, he did something stricter. He transgressed, he broke a prohibition of the Torah, whose punishment is not Karis. It's not so strict that you get cut off. Vlomis is based in, or neither is it punishable by death. Vasa Tshuva, he repented. Tshuva Tol of Yom Kippur Machaper. Tshuva suspends, and Yom Kippur completes the atonement. Ve'elonemar, concerning this, it says, Kibiyom Azeyachab Alechem, on this day of Yom Kippur you'll be atoned for. So you have to wait to Yom Kippur for the final atonement. Abba, Christus from Mises based in Vasa Tshuva, if he transgressed sins whose punishment is Karis, or death, by the hand of the court, and he repented, Tshuva v'yom ikpurim tolim, Tshuva v'yom kippur suspend, keep it in suspension, this sin, v'suna banal of gomu lo kaparim, and the suffering that will come upon him, that completes the atonement and the forgiveness. Lo v'miskaper lo, kapara gemura atshivol of yisurim, he doesn't have a complete atonement until suffering comes upon him. Concerning these sins, it says, I will remember their sins with a stick, and with afflictions their sins. So, even with tshuva, there must be a punishment, but through that punishment, under tshuva, he's totally forgiven. When does this apply? If he did not desecrate the name of God when he transgressed. But if he did desecrate the name of God, even though he repented, and he's still repenting, and he is also had suffering, still in Himaskapalo Kapara Gamura Achiomus. He's not totally atoned for until he dies. Repentance, Yom Kippur, and suffering, all three suspend. Umisa Mechaperas, and death alone atones for the desecration of the name. Shinamas, it says, Unigla Bosne Hashem Tzvakos, for God married, is revealed in the ears of the Lord of Hosts. If this sin will be forgiven for you until you die.